Welcome to Talk is Jericho. It's the pot of thunder and rock and roll. And all right, and as you know, I've been doing some crazy traveling for the WWE lately across the globe, crisscrossing the world. One of those stops about a month ago was in Australia. We did Sydney, we did Brisbane, it was Adelaide. It was a great, great tour, and it was the perfect time and place to bring back one of the most fan-favorite, critically acclaimed podcasts I've had. I'm talking about the return of Talkin' Shop. This time, it's Talkin' Shop live in Australia as presented by Talk is Jericho. Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson are back, and this time, they brought their Australian friend, Jacko, is aboard. And as Anderson said, Jacko is a great brother and not a great guest. But we'll see. You be the judge. Nature Hoot got moved to SmackDown, so we now have a rotating fourth. Me, Anderson Gallows, and a special surprise guest every time. This time it's Jacko. New energizer, gonna surprise you. And of course, the usual cast of characters joins in. Hell yeah, man. Sour Boy, The Fink, and Gordy Canuck joined in on the conversation. If you're a long-time listener of TIJ, you'll remember Gordy Canuck for the early days of the show. You might even meet a few other new guys like Reptile, the Luchadora. We also talk about the worst gimmicks we've run across in our years of wrestling, and man, there are some good bad ones. Gallus has one of the craziest stories yet on Talk is Jericho. I hope his parents aren't listening to this episode. That's all I'm going to say about that right now. You got to hear it for yourself, and you're going to hear it for yourself. Talkin' Shop live in Australia, presented by Talk is Jericho, here today on the show. And you know what else you got to hear for yourself? The Team Tiger Awesome Show. All right, this week they finally settled their beef with AJ Styles. AJ called in and left a comment about the Jesus zipper debate. That story is in the episode that just came out last Sunday. They also cover the Phantom Menace. They explore time travel, mainly so they can go back in time and kick their own asses for stupid decisions they made in the past. Another super funny episode from my buds, Team Tiger Awesome. And of course, keeping it 100 with Conan just keeps getting better and better. Bonafide podcast hit. Conan Disco Inferno KG. This week, Broken Matt Hardy joins the festivities to totally bury Disco Inferno, which you got to hear. Shane Helms goes in-depth about TNA. They talk about the CM Punk UFC fight. They talk about the NFL. Lots of great stuff. I love this show. I would love keeping it 100 with Conan, even if I wasn't their boss. So if you want some great new entertainment, Team Tiger Awesome Show, keeping it 100 with Conan, go on iTunes, subscribe, leave them 5-star ratings and reviews, and do it for your mama. Do it for Talk is Jericho while you're at it. All right, the Jericho Network on Podcast One, keeping you entertained all week long. Definitely more shows coming. As a matter of fact, I'll have another announcement for you about a new show joining the Jericho Network in just a week or two. So stay tuned for that. I think you're going to like it. In the meantime, Talkin' Shop live in Australia, presented by Talk is Jericho, is ready to roll. But first, I'll tell you, I had to do some extra DDP yoga to get ready for that tour. Sitting on the long flight to New Zealand, then Australia, then working matches, then sitting in the hotel room for the debauchery that is Talkin' Shop. I think I did DDP yoga every single day on that trip. And DDP yoga hasn't just changed my life. It's changed Team Tiger Awesome's guest this week, AJ Styles, to tell you the same thing. Corey Taylor, Rich Ward from the rock and roll world. Mick Foley's lost so much weight on the DDP yoga program. Have you seen him on Raw? He looks great. And you know what? Dallas and DDP yoga can do the same for you, just like they did for me. And now it's even easier these days, thanks to the amazing DDP Yoga Now app. That's all I use. The app has all the workouts, which means I can do it right from my phone. And the app has all sorts of cool features as well. You can use it to track your heart rate and calories. You can use it for pain tracking, measurements, progress, photos. And if you're in the need for a little extra motivation, DDP will give you motivational messages himself. Let me tell you, the guy is very inspirational. He knows how. He should have been a drill sergeant. DDP Yoga Now app subscribers won't ever get bored doing the same workouts over and over again, because DDP's added completely new 2.0 workouts and weekly live workouts from the DDP Yoga Performance Center. And for a limited time, you can get the DDP Yoga DVDs for 20% off, plus 3 months of full access to the DDP Yoga Now app. All you gotta do is go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho. That's all you gotta do to take advantage of this great deal. The Sexy Beast listeners of Talk is Jericho, go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho and get 5, 10, 15, 20% off the DDP Yoga program, plus 3 months of full access to the DDP Yoga Now app. Go do it now. That's ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Change your life today. Make it happen. I know you can do it.
He's a 6-time WWE World Champion.
He's bled in the ring.
He plays heavy metal all over the planet.
I don't know any other facts about Jericho.
And he's a good friend.
He's the best friend.
To us, Team Tiger Awesome.
He gave us our own show.
It's a dumb show.
And we signed a contract and he can't take it back.
We talk about action movies and like cartoons.
Wearing a Shrek mask to an orgy.
I'm wearing a Jericho mask.
It's creepy.
It's every Sunday on Podcast One.
Hell yeah.
Take off your pants, crack a beer.
Innocence forever.
Well, the Nate Dude is partying with the podcast brothers.
Innocence forever.
And I'm having a great time.
And listen to Talking Shop.
Innocence forever.
What?
Yeah, my lock is in store.
Innocence forever.
And I'm having a great time.
Hey, you know who Chris Jericho is, man? Hell yeah.
Innocence forever.
What?
Baby, I talk like
innocence forever.
What? Ain't welcome around here no more.
Innocence forever.
Fucking whack off,
Jacob. Already, really?
Yeah. So it begins.
Done. Done already.
A few months ago, huge success. The Talking Shop live in Hawaii, presented by Talk is Jericho. People can't stop talking about it to this day. By popular demand, now that we're all on Raw together, with the exception of the Nature Hoot.
The Nature Hoot's gone.
We are actually now getting a chance to do another episode, this time live in Adelaide, Australia. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Carl Anderson, the host of Talking Shop live in Australia, presented by Talk is Jericho.
This is great. We're doing this again. The first one was such a big hit. It doesn't really surprise us, though, because as bad as we were, we started getting cocky with how good we thought we were, but how bad we really were. Let me say it again. Welcome again. Once again, to the second Talking Shop on Talk is Jericho's network, live from Adelaide, Australia. This is nuts. This is nuts.
Crazy.
In the shop tonight, we got Y2J.
Am I supposed to do that?
The legend himself, Chris Jericho. We got myself, the machine gun, Carl Anderson. We got Luke Gallows. We got... Come on, man.
Already?
At least let me get through.
Is it, at least, you don't have to open the door.
It's applause.
Is it security?
It's the applause.
Can I at least introduce the new guest?
I don't think. I think that might be why the knock's at the door.
Y2J, you want to let him in?
I think it's the security from Hawaii.
Those bastards. They're using those frequent flyer mobs.
Here I am walking.
Oh, thanks for getting that for us, Chris. Oh!
Hello, guys.
I wasn't sure who was going to come.
Because you never
Why
know.
Does that pop
You
me?
Never know who's showing
it's
up.
It's so stupid. I can't
Ladies and gentlemen,
pop.
I have a bit of a cold, so my voice is not how it normally is. However, welcome to
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho, mama.
With your hosts.
Think you're a piece of crap.
The machine gun.
I think definitely the security from Hawaii heard that one. I'm watching the levels and they all just completely redlined on that. So whoever, Stacy, my producer, I hope she's
See, we've got this thing. Yeah, see, yeah. There's don't even introduce yourself. Just say a couple things.
How you doing?
You know what really bugs me? I'm just going to jump right in here.
Yo, with Jacko.
Well, yeah, we interrupt.
Jacko here from Australia. What is the deal with how you going? That's not a proper grammatically correct sentence.
Well, you know.
How are you doing is what we would say in America. Or in Canada, how's it going?
Yeah. We just don't want to waste time.
Right. How you going?
Yeah. How you going?
How am I going?
We had a great conversation about this earlier, though.
They've got a great thing that they do.
Yeah.
So this is exactly this.
Ask
this
him
is,
a question, please.
This is a legitimate Australian thing. It's really
ask him a question.
And he is a legitimate Australian.
His name is Hartley Jackson. We call him Jacko. He's a great brother. One of my best friends from Adelaide, Australia. It's great to be able to hang out with him right now.
Okay, ask him a question.
He's a strapping young lad.
He's a strapping young lad.
A mohawk, big muscles. Probably a supple wiener, I'm sure.
Certain.
Identical.
100% brother. He's got on track pants, a tight gimmick shirt, and a fanny pack. Brother rating is a 10 right now.
Used to look
and
exactly
a wheelie
like
bag. I have a wheelie bag.
Used to look like Roy Nelson. He used to look exactly like Roy Nelson. That was his thing.
Yeah,
he got himself in shit.
Said Willie Nelson.
Like, he's got a lot of stages in his life, a hard-living brother.
It's been a rough ride.
This is an Australian thing that I can't really figure out, but I've watched them have conversations, and I go, man, these people are nuts. Like, Jacko, how you doing?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I'm good.
He's looking right at him, but they always say me.
Yeah, yes, you.
Yeah.
Or like his girl. He had a friend for a long time, and I'll just call her. Her name was Ree.
Yeah.
Right.
Rihanna.
Her name was Rihanna. Rihanna, how you doing?
Oh, you
May.
Rihanna.
I go. I just said your name.
I'm
clearly talking to you.
How you going?
It's only you and I in the room.
Or Mikey and Shane are down in NXT now. There's Nick Miller and what's the other name? What's his name?
Shane Thorne.
Shane Thorne. I say, Mikey, how you doing? May.
May, mate.
Has everything going well? May. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
And how about you? How's it going? No.
How you going, mate?
How you going?
How you going? It's good to have you here, man. This is great to be on Jericho's podcast.
It's amazing.
In the talking shop.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're right here.
Right in the thick
of it.
Oh, shit. There's a door knock. I'll get it.
Yeah, you get that one.
Who is it?
Hey, how's it going, eh?
Ah, shit.
I just got so excited to finally make it, eh? Holy shit, man.
What's your name?
It's Gordy Canuck here, man.
Hey,
oh,
man.
Shit, Gordy Canuck, why are you dressed like that, man?
Yeah, that's a lumberjacket on at all times. I got a toucan. I got some dungarees, man. It's really good for the hefty, husky individuals, eh? Got my work boots on, too. Here with the 2-4 Canadian bacon, man. Just wanted to come hang out with you guys, eh? Hey, so how's it going, eh, Jocko?
Yeah, good. Me?
I actually forgot his own gimmick.
Man,
I'd like to get more, Fink and Gordy. Get you a beer, buddy.
Yeah, no, I get
Fink's still in here. He's just not saying anything.
Oh. Hey, Fink.
Yeah.
Hey, Fink, how's it going, eh?
Hello, Gordy.
You know what I love about every time when when Fink talks, yeah. He instantly starts laughing. Hello, Gordy.
Hello, Gordy.
God, Fink, man. I remember one time my friend Chris Jericho told me the first call he ever got from the WWE was from the fucking Fink, man. He was super excited to hear him on the phone. Pick up the phone, it's like, hello, Chris Jericho. And I couldn't believe the sound of Fink on the other side of the phone, that he was actually a real guy. That's what Jericho told
me. It's very exciting the first time you speak to me on the telephone. Did I ever tell you about the first time I called Luke?
But that's a real thing. Did you actually get a call from Fink?
Yeah, I got it.
Did
I tell this on the last one? I don't want to read. Okay.
Even if you did, who cares?
Okay, no one remembers the last one.
Yeah, no one remembers it.
I've been developmental for like 3 months, greener than proverbial goose shit. 21-year-old me, like greenest guy there, but I had a weird gimmick, so they were going to like let me do a loop of house shows to see how I was or whatever.
Right.
So
what was your weird gimmick?
I was called the freaking deacon.
Oh my gosh.
And I had this crazy hair and makeup, and I brought spiders to the ring and all this
stuff. Great promos, right? Like,
yeah, that's why they like me, because I cut good promos as the freaking deacon, because I'm weird.
And then I became slow.
But anyway, the Fink called me and was like, I thought it was a rib.
Goes, of course.
Hello.
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 He just did it again. Watch every time he says the fake voice, he starts laughing.
I love the fake. I can't stop.
Okay, so
he goes, you know,
we're going to book you on this weekend's live event series. Andrew, you will be taking on Kane.
And I was like, he's kind of talking like his ring announcer voice, but I was like, either I'm getting ribbed or he's screwing with me.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he's like, and you will fly from Atlanta to Dallas, Texas, and you will pick up your rental car. So he's giving me the whole, like, the loop information of what I got to do and stuff. And I go, oh, thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate it. You know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, I got through the phone call, okay. But right before he hung up, he goes, oh, and Drew, one more thing. And I said, yes, Mr. Finkel. And he goes, watch out for that joke slam. And then he hung up. And I was like, was that a real phone call or
isn't
not?
That, isn't
so
that
I
great?
Called Bill DeMond and I go, like, was it really him? He goes, yeah, it was really fucking him. You got to go. And I was like, okay.
So you went on the road as freaking Deacon?
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Just,
against Kane?
What were you? Were you called the freaking Deacon?
Yes, I was called the freaking Deacon. I get the ring and lick the ropes. I talk to the voices. I bring the spider out.
On the house? Live events?
It's like a crazy Damien Demento.
Well, by name, Damien Demento is crazy
Mondo
as well.
Clean, yeah.
A crazy Damien Demento would be Damien Demento because he's demented,
true.
Right?
Yes.
So let me ask you this. What was that like, your first loop as the freaking Deacon? Backstage, get treated well?
Oh, man, it was so crazy because
you were a kid.
I was a child. I'd been doing indies for 3 years, but I'm not talking about like the cool indies guys do now who can work, like go do PWG and stuff. Like I was doing Bob's wrestling, like in the parking lot and stuff,
right?
Like setting up the ring wrestling, the fake Vader. So it was insane.
The first time
I came to like WWE as an extra, I was 20, but I looked big and old because I was like balding and like had my dad's suit on, you know, and I didn't know where to go, you know, so I went right in male talent.
and posted up. I sat my bag down, and one of the old school brothers goes,
who was it? Wasn't it Bob?
I don't remember who it was. And one of the old school brothers goes, you can't sit here. And I go, oh, okay, well, I'll just move down and sit over here. And he goes, you can't sit there either. And I went, well, I moved all the way to the end on like one of these long locker room measures. He goes, you can't sit on this whole side. And being as dumb and green as I was, I went, oh, no problem, sir. I'll go to the other side. So I moved across. He goes, you can't sit in the whole fucking room. And I was like, all right. So I just went out in the hallway and hung out until someone told me where to go.
I'm going to say you do remember exactly who said it. I'm going to say it was Bob Holly.
You know exactly. Yeah, well, why did you say you didn't remember?
Because I lie when I drink. AJ always says that on Talk Show. I lie.
We have to point out that AJ did not make it today. Yeah, he was supposed to, but he's not feeling well.
So. Nature Hoot wasn't feeling good.
Right. So in the fine tradition of Talk and Shop, when someone can't show up, we say, yourself.
Yeah.
Bye.
We got Jacko here.
Must have been that long car ride he went on today.
Yeah, well, so Jacko's a great shady brother. Like he's one of the boys.
Oh yeah.
He picks us up. I message him and he's one of my best friends for 10 years, and I go, how far is this Jimmy gonna take me to? And he goes, oh, 15 minutes, mate.
Me?
Yeah, me. 15 minutes, mate. Oh no, that's great. 15 minutes isn't very far. We get in the car, we drive 10 minutes. And I go, how much farther is this, Jack? He goes, oh, 15 minutes from here, right?
That was like he said to Finn Balor before we were in like the wrestling part of the gym where the ring was before we went to the weights. He said, hey, mate, would you like some pre-workout? And Fergal said, oh, yeah, I'd love some. And he mixed him up a nice pre-workout and handed it over, and Ferg was enjoying it. And I said, hey, buddy, could I please have a pre-workout too? And he just stared at me for about 9 seconds and then turned around and walked out.
I have no recollection
of this. Guess not, Ski.
Yeah. Well, I got to know him in Los Angeles, and then he went back to Australia. And me and Ferg, me and Finn Balor group, or what's it called? Called him.
Group call?
Yeah, group call.
Conference call?
Over the conference call, like with the speakerphone.
Right.
That's what I guess. I remember the speaker.
Did you contact him on the interweb as well?
No, MySpace. The speakerphone was on, and I said, Jack, we had a great 5 minutes talk. I said, man, what are you up to now, man? What are you doing for work? He goes, oh, selling DVDs and whatnot. I look at Fergo, what the f? And Fergo goes, I don't know. So I said, what do you mean? He goes, oh, you know.
So what does that mean?
Shady brother stuff going on with.
And of course it turns into a story for years.
Like one of those guys that, like, you know, if Suicide Squad comes out, you're already selling it on the street corner.
No, this was local wrestling that I promoted and videotaped and sold.
So what's the scene like in Australia, especially back in those days?
Well, it was good and bad. I mean, obviously everywhere it's the good and bad. We've been fighting the good fight here for a long time, and I think now it's finally starting to...
What a corporate bullshit answer that is. Is it good? Is it bad?
Yeah. No, now it's great.
Oh,
back
great.
Then it was shit.
Great.
Yeah, it's great now.
Yeah, but you're like...
What you do
is
you're
the guy here in Adelaide, though. You're kind of not putting that out.
I'd like to think I'm the godfather of Australian wrestling.
Wow,
it is. When I started, we didn't have any, especially in South Australia, there was no schools. There was nothing. And Australian wrestling died here back in the late 70s when it was off Channel 9. It used to be huge for international stars.
Jim Barnett,
Andre the Giant, Killer Kowalski. You still talk to
fans
today.
We drove by the town hall today where Andre the Giant wrestled.
Jim Barnett, the huge famous promoter from the States, would have a specific territory here, right?
We'd come here and World Championship Wrestling was here, and it was amazing. And once it was axed off Channel 9, it just died.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had your little local territories, but for someone like myself growing up, there was nothing to go to. And then so we looked at training and around the world and all on the East Coast, and we managed to bump into an old retired wrestler who took us under his wing, and it went from there.
And he was that retired wrestler,
grizzled as f-
a grizzled bat.
Sing it.
A grizzled young vet, he's a grizzled young vet. He's worked so many towns that sometimes he forgets. Doesn't matter if he's curtain jerking or the main event, because he's a grizzled young vet, he's a grizzled young vet. The house was so packed that he thought it would blow, because he had a ton of color down in Puerto Rico. He's a grizzled young vet, he's a grizzled young vet. Doesn't matter if he's curtain jerking or the main event. He worked a kid in Memphis that was green as goose shit, but it's a one-bump comeback, or did he forget? He's a grizzled young vet. He's a grizzled young vet. He's worked so many towns that sometimes he forgets.
This
all right, that's enough.
Freaking awesome, eh?
can you give us a backstory on Gordy?
Well, first of all, did you get that song?
I made it up in Deep South for the boys. Wow. They used to love it.
But my favorite thing was the thumb snapping.
Never
that was on time until you started singing. Then he just went off into these rush Neil Peart rhythm patterns.
You need Y2J to sing it for you.
Gordy Canuck is like every Canadian redneck. Like, you know, like you, like if you guys see a redneck, it's like, how you doing? Yeah.
Hi, Maya.
Like, what would redneck man sound like? Is that a guy?
Maya, hell yeah, Maya. I'm like, man, that's pretty damn cool, man. Y'all up there in that room getting beer drunk with Chris Jericho. Damn, man, that's pretty damn cool.
Man, you're there with Y2J, man.
Man, I remember damn WCW, man.
We used to go
to the damn Omni.
He used to walk to the fucking ring with old damn Ralph. That's my hell.
Damn Ralph, that's pretty damn cool, man.
You know, that's the fine tradition of talking shop. We've cut off 10 different stories.
It
doesn't matter, Gordy.
Hell yeah, man.
Sounds like every Canadian. The rednecks from the South sound like that. Rednecks from Canada sound like this. Oh, yeah, man. I used to watch on TV. It was crazy, man. I used to see you on there. I'd drink some beers, shotgun them down my throat. But it's really hard to do a fucking Gordy Canuck if you don't say fuck a bunch of times, which is actually pronounced F-A-C-K, as in fact.
Which isn't a bad word, then.
Maybe that can get through the censors this time, eh? This time Gallows won't be swearing every second.
I can't do Gordy Canuck.
Holy fuck.
I gotta be fucking bleeped.
You said...
Sorry, I just went to Fogger.
Hey, Jacko, Wacko, Jacko, what does an Australian redneck sound like?
Oh,
they're called Bushmen, aren't they?
Me?
Bushmen is like an Aborigine, right?
Oh, man, we've been talking about that today.
You got your Bushmen who are Bushmen.
Well, what does being a Bushman consist of? Because what I think of a Bushman, I don't know if that's classic.
I love your answers. Yeah. Just never straight.
Nah.
When you think of a Bushman, you're thinking of a 70s porn star. Mm-hmm. Right.
Me.
Gotcha.
Me.
Mustache matches the curtains.
Bushy.
Oh, yeah.
Bushy and brown. So let me tell you my Howard Finkel story.
Please.
So get the call as well. I can't do the voice like you. But he calls me and invites me to invites me. I'm supposed to start at Raw. The countdown clock ends August 9th, I think it was. I think I just actually had an anniversary for that, like the 20th or 15th, whatever. Anyways. So they go, okay, but you got to come to the night before Sunday Night Heat, which is going to be in Detroit.
Sure.
Chicago is where Raw is. So I go to Sunday Night Heat. And then the Finkel voice was just a little bit of a segue because I wanted to tell you guys this story. I don't want to interrupt you, Jacko. Going to surprise you. New Energizer. Remember that guy? There's a guy.
Jacko.
Jacko.
Yeah.
Gonna surprise you.
Yeah.
New Energizer.
Is that here?
Oh, yeah, in the States. Yeah. There was a big commercial, and his name was Jacko. Yes.
Well, I don't know him.
So, was that you?
No, that was Mark Jackson. Good football player.
Oh, okay.
Crazy.
So, is everybody in Australia named Jacko then?
Yeah, pretty much. Everything's, you know.
Do you want what I have right now?
I want to hear the Howard Finkel story.
I do
can
too.
You shut
well,
up?
It's in talking chat mode.
Gonna surprise
you.
New Energizer. Every time I say that, you have to take a drink.
Oh, yeah.
To replace the snort from last time, because we're not snorting in the center.
Also, anytime I say, talk is Jericho, baby, talk is Jericho, mama, I'm about to go out.
He's going to have an aneurysm.
I'm about to go out.
So I show up at Sunday night.
After.
You know, Muhammad Hassan court story might come back. It might not, probably won't. And Vince asked me if I'd like to watch the show in gorilla position, where you see him. So I sit in a little chair in the corner and watch the show. And the main event of the show is the Big Boss Man versus Meat?
Oh, Sean Meat Stasiak.
Yeah. Meat was a guy who was like a male model who wore tights that
they
were
like underwear. Right?
They look like underwear, like Calvin Klein underwear.
Pretty sweet gimmick.
Sean Stasiak.
Yeah, Sean Stasiak. And he was fraternizing at the time with the Pretty Mean Sisters.
Yes, PMS.
PMS, exactly.
In real life?
Terry Runnels and Jack. That was their name.
Television.
This was the Attitude Era, Carl.
Oh, I remember that.
The critically acclaimed Attitude Era was such genius gimmicks as Pretty Mean Sisters PMS.
I used to love that, though.
Sweet, though.
So they get mad at Meat because he's flirting with both. So they put, and this is God's honest truth, this is the storyline. They put a Viagra in his warm-up bottle. Or maybe it was his pre-match workout callback. Drinks down the drink. And then later on in the show, he's got a huge stonker.
Yeah, of course he does.
Right?
And I can still see it, him walking down the ramp holding it.
With a stonker. Yeah, and by the way, the stonker was portrayed by an actual dildski, a dildo. we'll call it a dildski.
I have a penis squirt gun, though.
Okay. Huh? So nothing. He walked to the ring with the dildski in his tights that were made to look like underwear.
The snortski.
As the Pretty Mean Sisters laughed at him. And the finish of the match was Big Boss Man hit him in the hard-on, in the dildski, with his nightstick.
And that's just 1, 2, 3?
And covered him 1, 2, 3. Yeah. And
that's amazing.
This is my first night in WWE, guys. I'm watching this going, what the hell did I get myself into? This is the worst, I think, I've ever seen in my life.
Right in the middle of it.
There you go, right. So that was the first, and I remember saying to Vince, like, am I ever going to have to do anything like this? Oh, no, it's not your gimmick. No, never for you. So I'm not going to have to wear deer pants. So, yeah.
Has Vince always sat in the same spot in Gorilla?
Yeah.
As even when he first started?
Yeah, always. He was always back there.
That far left
part. Before, he would sit there, I can't remember.
The far left side. You know what I mean? Like the
yeah.
The
right where you're sitting. For those of you who don't know, which is probably all of you.
Yeah.
The Gorilla position is right behind on the stage, right behind the curtain. And there's a table that's kind of a cross-section sort of thing. So Vince sits at the T of the table, so to say.
Of course, yeah.
And the timekeeper and the agent for the match sit kind of on the other part of the T.
Like perpendicular.
Nice word.
Yeah.
That,
perpendicular to Vince.
That was one of the most shocking things
to
me the first time I came and worked for WWE was the whole Gorilla position. Because I was like, all the power in the world of everything in sports entertainment is literally 2 feet behind the curtain from where the guys walk out. Like, who would have thought that? I thought it would be like in a vault downstairs, like under lock and key, and just like you had soldiers down there.
In case there's a nuclear war, they survive. But that's the thing. Like, you think about that. Like, that is exactly where the entire business is run from, right there. Yeah, right. It's like the wizard behind the curtain.
Yeah. I remember I was working a dark match, and I hadn't really gone in Gorilla, and I walked in, and I was like, and like Vince wasn't in there because it was a dark match yet, you know, but like everybody else was, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's where Vince sits. And I was like, when? The whole show?
He actually shows up for games.
What does he do?
Yeah.
Does he play cards there?
I hate Snortski drink.
Oh, drink. Sorry. Oh, yeah, that's a tradition, Jacko. Every time you snort, you have to take a drink. New Energizer. Gonna surprise you.
You just shoot pop.
Yeah. Now, here, let me tell you what the Gorilla position was in WCW. It was Jody Hamilton about 50 feet away from the actual Gorilla position, which was a curtain. There was a that you would walk out and in. There was no computers and monitors.
Jody wouldn't have it that way anyhow.
No, Jody sat about 100 yards down at a wooden table with a microphone like this and a watch, looking
time
miserable.
Of the show, right?
5 minutes gone. 5 minutes.
That's a great Jody.
10 minutes gone. 10 minutes. And that was the Gorilla position.
Was he miserable?
He was wearing the assassin hood.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Was he running Deep South, Jody?
Oh, yeah, start to finish.
Wow.
He was cool.
Okay.
Was he?
Yeah. He did some hilarious stuff. Like, he would, like, knowingly rib us, I think, because we were all just young idiots. And, like, he'd come in.
He compares it now when you're an older idiot.
Yeah. He would come in, like, for film review, and, like, whether he'd be mad or not, he'd act really mad because he knew, like, if we didn't think we had a bed, like a good TV, Friday was supposed to be off day, just watch like the TV and review it, then he could like make us run and do squats and stuff.
Yeah.
I think he liked it. So like he would come in with like sweatpants on and no underwear with a hole in them. He would sit there and yell at guys and like the deal would be hanging out on the chair. And you're like,
the deal.
Oh boy. And you're trying not to laugh while he's telling you like, you got to keep your hands up in that corner now. And you're going like,
We're in full-fledged talking shop mode right now. But you guys aren't even paying attention to what he's saying.
Because Gallo's telling a story and Jacko's going, he's whispering off mic going, I'm lit.
Welcome to talking shop.
And I'm whispering going, is that good?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You can see this right now, too. There's actually like a literal line of division with Jacko and Anderson on one side.
Versus,
me and Gallo's on the other side. It's like West Side Story where we're lined up. There's going to be a rumble tonight. For every Satan sinner, there will be a Royal Rumble.
Talk is Jerry.
I like how Anderson's still keeping it down, though.
Because
Gallo's just going for it.
We've thrown caution to the wind, historically, in our two podcasts we've done together.
Well, let's at least admit, let's tell the story. You guys, let's look. A hack.
A couple of VJs, a couple of shock jocks on this side, pal. You can suck on that little finger.
You got National Public Radio on the other side.
Well, let's explain the talk is Jericho rib that we do.
So
Carl Anderson, AJ Styles.
A little Storsky drink out there.
I'll drink ski on the Storsky, babies.
That, all you don't a surprise.
All you listeners out there, take a drink too. Drugs Delaney, I know you're already about two bottles of whiskey deep at 7 a.m.
Oh, jeez, I forgot we got to ask questions too. When fine talk. Yeah. Okay.
Tweet that out.
I will. So tell the story as I tweet. I'm not on the phone ignoring you.
I have no idea what story I was even telling.
Does it matter?
No, not at all.
I think.
What were we talking about?
Hey, Jocko. I think I'm lit.
I think I'm a little bit
What story did you want me to tell?
What was
what?
Tell the Talk Is Jericho rib we do to each other.
Oh yeah, so everybody knows. I think that Carl, AJ, and I always ride together.
Yeah,
now
hands
the world's
down,
different
we get Explorer.
Right, so we're always like in an Explorer.
Unless Milky's driving, we get a Dodge Ram.
Or if we have my minion Milky driving, and then we don't get many money for the rental car after the trip's over.
Jesus.
Hey, babe.
That's okay. Milky, you know I love you, pal.
Milky, thanks for the ride, man.
Hey, Milky. So, Milky just got his position
Milky
switched
shows
in WrestleMerica from Booker to social media.
Milky shows up in a Grand Cherokee or a Grand Jeep Cherokee. We all cut a promo on him. That's it, guys. All right, fine. Tomorrow morning, I'm getting a new car. He pulls up in a Dodge Ram 1500.
Then we start yelling at him, what if it rains on our bags?
Oh, no, I'll drive fast enough. It won't.
Don't worry. The rain won't hit the bags. If I drive fast enough, it's fine.
Milky, you're the man. Love you, dog.
Anyway. Love you, Milky.
Did you just have to throw a dog in there?
Talk is, yeah, I did.
It's cool, G. Whatever. Man, that was... I'll tell you one thing quickly before you tell your story.
That was talking shop.
I had to jump right in. Yeah. Dude, last night I went on a total bender, as you guys know.
You were the Ayatollah of rock and roller last
time.
Night, brother.
Drunkaco, Ayatollah rock and roller.
Your buddy, yeah, your brother was saying that. Like,
yeah, yeah. The John Howarth, or what did you call him? John Collins, or what was his name?
Hardcore John Simmons.
Oh, sorry.
You know him. He's the same guy that we were with last night.
Yeah, Hardcore
John back
Simmons.
In the day, he used to be an indie wrestler, so he knows him.
Oh,
so
great.
And Woods came and joined us. And I decided that I wanted to make costumes for all of us out of the pillowcases. Yeah. And they ripped so easily. I was like super. I was like, psh, psh. I made a headband. I made a cape. I made a little strapless number, a little strapless gown. That's cool, yeah. So,
you got a lot of pictures in them.
Great pictures. I think I was texting you guys.
5:20 in the morning.
5:20 in the morning. Pictures of us wearing our costumes.
You guys look great.
Then I go downstairs for breakfast wearing my pillowcase headband.
Of course.
To whereas Rusev goes, hey, you look like that famous American singer. And I'm like, who, Bruce Springsteen? He's like, yeah, that's him. I was like, you don't even... Bruce Springsteen? I guess Springsteen not too popular in Bulgaria.
Yeah, it wasn't born in the USSR.
Born in Bulgaria. And so I...
snort.
Hey, all right.
This one back,
a little
brother.
Gonna surprise you.
All right. Okay. So, what do you keep saying?
That's the Jocko commercial. It's like, gonna surprise you. New Energizer. It was a battery. You energize
the
batteries.
Energize battery.
I'll pull up the commercial and we'll put it in post.
I'm with it. Gonna surprise you.
I've almost done the first bottle of Tito's. And I remember I was like, do we need two? You're like, oh, yeah, it should be enough. I'm starting to second
and
guess
I
that
was kind of thinking...
Well, at least we put a limit on ourselves.
I think
we have many bars
for now, right? So, go downstairs for breakfast. Born in Bulgaria, great time. And I go back up to my room and I guess lie down with 45 minutes before we're supposed to get up, which is never a good idea.
Terrible,
of course.
But you can't help it at that point. You ate
a little nap.
Once you ate,
of course you said an alarm.
Yeah, now you're done.
Yeah.
Of course you set an alarm.
Maybe.
He checked his email real quick, set his alarm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I wrote a couple notes. Wrote some entries in my diary.
You certainly remember it all.
Like. Yeah, everything, including all the pictures I sent you at 5:19 a.m.
When was that?
I wake up in the morning with Fit Finley and Spider, our referee, in my room.
Did you question it?
I thought I was having a dream because it was the curtains were wide open, sunlight shining right in my face. Oh, and then Fitz walking around, get up. What is this lock? Get up, Jacko. That's Fitz, yeah. What was he doing in here? And then I'm still not sure how he got in. He's like, I've got a key. And I don't know how do you get a key? And also, didn't I lock the thing on your door, the partition that keeps you from getting
in? But he's Fit. He probably just kicked it in.
That's what I think.
What I mean? Yeah.
And then I had to rush out of there, and Spider packed all my bags. So as I'm flying, I don't know. Did I bring my scarf?
Do I have knee pads?
I had no idea. I was so loaded getting on that bus and through the airport as well. I don't remember anything. So that's like... Can you imagine if you woke up with Fit Finley in your room? I mean, thank goodness it was just me in there.
Thank goodness he's your friend.
Right?
Just beating the shit out of you.
So why are you doing this to me?
So my point overall is that still not hungover, but super tired, kind of still jet lagged in a weird zone. So having like these three glasses of vodka, straight vodka, has made me feel better slash lit.
I feel really alive. We should probably go to one of those bikey clubs you were saying you wanted to go to earlier.
Me?
Yeah.
That was me.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, I'm going to go out to the bikey club. I said, we probably shouldn't, but maybe.
What is Jacko? A bikey club? Hey, Jacko, do you like those bikey clubs?
Let's not talk about that.
To me?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to
eat
anything to
how's happen. How's the bikey clubs going? How you going,
how you
bikey
going,
clubs?
Mike?
He was
oh, by the way, first dead soldier.
He was. Listen to this.
Good night, Irene.
Yeah, done. That one's done.
He was saying some interesting things. Like there's like the Hell's Angels do stuff here.
I don't know if you can talk about them.
Why not?
Dog is Jericho. Wait, explain that.
Well, now you just took your volume down.
Gallows, explain
the rib. Out of the gate.
Oh, geez. Yeah. What?
I'm not challenging you. I'm just telling you.
This is the new Muhammad Hussein story. We can't explain the talk is Jericho rib.
I thought this was a maybe we shouldn't explain it. Yeah, maybe there should be one Muhammad Hussein every.
Maybe I'll let you guys know in a little town called Shanghai.
Foreshadowing trailer.
Oh, Shanghai.
What we're basically saying is that we're going to keep doing these shows for you guys, whether you can like it or not.
That's for sure.
And we may or may not bring Jacko with us.
And eventually.
Ever been to Shanghai, Jacko?
I'm so hot right
now. Why are you so
hot? It's hotter than the fires of hell in here.
Jacko, you took me to a restaurant that was 32 degrees Fahrenheit. I got the flu.
It's really not hot in here.
We went out for a steak sandwich and I got the flu because I went with you to eat.
Good turn the air on, man.
But I'm the first guy that's always hot. I mean, you're welcome to feel it, but I don't feel hot in here at all. I think maybe it's
kind of a brother. That's kind of a brother thing. It's the muscles. And the brother
and in fact, he just drank too. About six super dry beers
SD.
In about 20 minutes.
We went to this beer, see if it's any good.
Oh boy, did you put some lemon in
there? Oh, hold on. Let him in.
Have yourself a sip of that same drink you had.
Don't take a drink out of that beer, whatever you do.
What happened to you, sour boy? Why are you so sour? Let me take a drink of this beer, too.
Lemons in the beer.
Me, Jared, too. Someone put some lemon in my mouth. Canadian, eh? Oh my God! I'm sour boy.
Big problem.
I'm again. This is too sour.
Try this.
It's okay.
There's sour Gordy over there.
Hey, sour Gordy, you just can't believe it.
Hello, Jacko. You guys really gotta. You gotta meet Tuba Boy, by the way.
Tuba Boy.
Yeah, the new guy you didn't meet yet, huh?
But you guys, you gotta meet Tuba Boy.
Is Tuba Boy here?
Well, Tuba Boy,
or Tumor Boy?
Tuba.
Oh, Tuba.
Tuba. Tuba Boy took us on a lot of independent wrestling, you know, long drives. Like,
is there really a guy called Tuba Boy?
Yeah.
You're gonna make me say something. If you keep doing Tuba Boy, I'm gonna say something.
You can.
Okay, I won't. Put my mic down while you do Tuba
Boy. Yeah, do that.
I still can't unclench my lips. It's too sour.
Hey, Gordy, shut up.
What happened to Tuba Boy?
Hey, Tuba Boy, you're gonna f*** yourself, eh? I got to get up in my mouth right now and stick my tongue out at you, but I'm too sour, so I can't do anything.
You know what? I just realized that Jocko is right. It's a little bit hot in here. Continue.
Started laughing a minute. Hello, Tuba Boy.
Hello, Tuba Boy.
How are you doing?
I'd like to meet Tuba Boy as well.
Oh, hi, Tuba Boy. There's three Tuba Boys.
For God's sakes.
Hello, I'm Tuba Boy number one.
Oh, Tuba me off.
I'm Tuba Boy number two. One time we went from Los Angeles all the way to San Francisco.
I was just talking like Tuba Boy.
Tuba Boy.
Jacko doesn't have an Australian accent when he's Tuba Boy.
Finn Balor one time during that ride woke up and goes, would you two please shut the f*** up?
Okay, so let me just tell you this. As I was over there turning the air on and thinking the whole time of Jocko, it's as hot as the fires of hell here. It's as hot as the fires of hell.
Seriously, it's hot now.
I turned the lights on.
I'll crank
that
them up.
Will help. Somebody give me a blood pressure pill.
That'll help. That'll help Y2J.
Thanks. I was over there turning the air on, listening to you guys, going, this is probably the worst piece of audio, worst podcast ever. in which fine is- talk and shop tradition, which was explained to me at first as the worst podcast ever.
Worst podcast. Anyway.
Like you said, at first,
the worst podcast.
The first one we did on part one, or the very first one we ever did, episode one of Talk and Shop
on Talk is Jericho's
network.
Yeah, the first edition.
You were like, you know, at first it took you a second to get into it. You were like, oh, what's going on? These guys are nuts.
But
like,
well, I wanted to feel the tone of it.
I think it took you 2 seconds to get it.
Well, I got it.
All you got to say to a person who's new to Talk and Shop is crack a beer, take off your pants, and listen to Talk.
And then, of course, the brother
sounded like Kurt Russell in Tombstone there. He didn't really sound
which
like
makes
Steve
him
Austin.
Feel cool.
No, that wasn't my Steve Austin.
Oh, who was that?
I think I was trying to be Kurt Russell. Is Kurt Russell the guy that was in the Goldie Hawn movie when they're on the boat together?
Yeah, it's Goldie Hawn's husband.
Overboard.
You dumb idiot.
Perfect.
Overboard. That was good news.
I'm not from the 80s. I don't know.
It's Kurt Russell. You don't have to be from the 80s. No, Kurt Russell. He's from the 90s, too. He's from 2000. He was in Hateful Eight, lead guy.
I am from the 80s, so I lied. I'm drinking.
I was Kurt Russell. I don't remember who Kurt Russell is.
I
just have a tattoo of Big Trouble Little China on my ass.
I don't know him.
There's this thing.
I do have a tattoo that says Mama Tried on my leg.
There's
it's spelled wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
What's spelled wrong?
Hold on.
You're right there.
Miguel's getting a hamstring cramp live on Talking Shop.
Let me just say
this.
I'm not jacked.
Okay, so Gallows just went to show me the tattoo on his leg, which meant he had to twist over in his chair 6 degrees. Went down holding his leg in pain. So, Jocko, since you can read it, since Gallows can't turn around, what does it say? Hold on, don't hurt yourself.
It says Mama Tried.
Mama Tried.
It says M-A-M-M-A, Mama Tried.
Ah. Yes, it does. We're talking about...
Please, tell the story.
Well, we were talking about Kalen Croft earlier, right?
Uh-huh.
So, I get called... I get called up to be Festus. They close Deep South. They say...
started. Cheers, eh?
They say new guys go to FCW.
Gonna surprise you. New energizer. New
guys start on the road. You go to OVW for 6 months, and you can move away. So I moved to OVW. I meet Kalen Croft. We become fast friends. I have a weekend off. He goes, I'm really wanting to get a tattoo, man. And he, like, really cares about the importance of the tattoo, like some tattoo people do. I don't care about any of mine, except for the one with my son's initials. The rest of them are just, who cares? It's fun. And he's like, I'm drawing this thing, and it's going to be great. And he drew this really nice piece. So I said, I know a great tattoo guy downtown. We'll go down there. He'll set us up. So we go downtown, and he's like, you can't come in here without an appointment, Drew. Like, I'm booked until 11 o'clock tonight. And I was like, well, what are we going to do? There's a pizza place across the street with a bar in it. So we go across the street and start shooting Jack Daniels. I'm like, I'll get a tattoo with you. I don't care. So we go in there, and I'm like, yeah, just put Mama Tried on there, like some kind of outlaw stuff. It'll be sweet.
Like Mama Tried, like she tried to make you
a
nice guy or something.
Good
person. He doesn't remember.
It's supposed to be a good joke. Not a good joke anyway, you know what I mean? So he's in the chair, and he's like selling this elaborate cool tattoo, and I'm in my chair going, you rube, getting your first tattoo over there, huh? So my guy goes, all right, the outline's done, man. What do you think? And he pulls it up, and he shows me the mirror on my calf, and I go, oh. He goes, what? And I go, you fucking spelled it wrong. And he looked at me like I was an idiot. And he goes, well, you didn't tell me how to spell it. I go, you don't know how to spell mama? There's two ways you could have went. M-A-M-A or M-O-M-M-A.
You got two options,
for
man.
Christ's sakes, man.
Mama.
He goes, well, what do you want me to do? And I go, I mean, fill it in. I don't. It's on there
now.
Right?
So
I must say, though.
Dinosaur?
When you're in this country, that is absolutely correct.
Oh, hell yeah. Jacko. I'm actually Australian.
You could have put another M at the end and made it Mam Mam Tried. That's what I called my mom, Mam Mam.
I call her Mam Mam. Mam Mam, can I have some soup? Hello, Mam Mam, I'd love to have a little portion of your porridge. If you could
which character is this?
I don't know.
That's Mam Mam.
Yes, I'm Mam Mam.
We got a new guy. Mam Mam Man.
Well, I'm actually just a baby. And I'm from Australia, too.
Triple M, man.
He's just a lie.
He has a fetish that he dresses as a giant baby with a diaper.
Yes, I dress as a giant baby, but I wear lipstick for some reason.
Okay.
Hello, I'm man.
Gallows had this thing where, like,
three new guys.
Sometimes I'd wake up 11 a.m., whatever, who cares, in Japan. And I would see a tweet from him.
One time.
Hold on. Hey, you
maybe twice.
I'd see a tweet from him that just says, like, oh, it's so great looking out among the city and the sun setting. It's beautiful. And I go, what the f*** was he doing? Was he in his room? I wasn't with him. I knew he wasn't out anywhere. He was in his room getting all drunk.
Drunk clothes.
Looking out the window going,
guys. I got a great.
Okay, so tell the story about the Talk Is Jericho rib.
Yeah, let's get that in.
Yeah, so.
We want to do a little number for you now!
I love the last time the story about the Honky Tonk Man and indie wrestling. We all started on the indies.
Yep.
Name some of the worst indie wrestler gimmicks or names that you came across over the years.
Jerkface.
That was his name.
House of Pain Wrestling Federation. We did free shows.
Snortsky.
Every Tuesday
Drink
night.
Up, ski.
Eggerstown. This son of a bitch, his name was Jerkface. I went there. I'd had like six matches, and I saw him, and I went, come on. And I know you're going to listen to this, pal. I still love you, but geez.
Jerkface, I think you're a total jerk.
Jerkface. You're a piece
what was the gimmick?
You're a real piece of crap.
This is the part about it. He wasn't a jerk. He just wore some New York Yankees stuff. Yeah. Like a New York Yankees jersey and a hat.
I guess that makes him a jerk face if you're a New York Mets fan.
I'm just a jerk face. Yay.
Jacko. Okay.
Massive Q.
Massive Q.
He was a big fella.
Okay.
Massive and letter Q because no one likes lining up.
No one likes lining up?
Because Q's being...
Oh, I get it. Which Q in Australian England is a line.
A line.
A Olympic lineup. Massive Q because no one likes lining up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's clever at least. What was that guy's name in ACW that got his head cut off by New Jack?
Mass Transit.
Massive Transit.
You knew.
Mass Transit.
Favorite of ours, Tape Traders, back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
It was
you guys remember that? You guys ever see this?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So there's this kid, I think it was like 19 years old or something.
Yeah, 17. Underage,
Oh, my gosh. And he was probably four bills.
Yeah.
gets in a match with New Jack.
Yeah.
And, of course. I don't know the full story. You might know more than me, Jocko, and I want to hear it.
Yeah, it was with...
But let me just finish the
me?
Basically, bottom line... And I don't know if this is the truth, but the kid needed to get color, and New Jack bladed him with a freaking X-Acto
knife. Because he didn't know how. He was like, I don't know how to do it. Can you do it for me?
So New Jack, being the fine, upstanding young man that he is, said, I'll show you how to gig, and butchered him with a freaking easy, what did I say? X-Acto knife.
It was
coast to coast, brother.
Yeah.
Coast to coast. And it was like, turn the faucet on of blood. And this is not exaggeration. Puddles. It's pouring really, out. Really bad. Gross, so, Jacko, tell me your tale, since you've actually seen it.
Oh, I love it. It was a great story.
Okay.
Jacko's freaking hammered, man. Yeah.
He looked at me. He looked at me during last story. He goes, I'm
Jacko just self-popped. Yeah, he didn't say a word.
So you told the story.
Second time.
No. I noticed because Gallows was telling a story and you guys were in your own conversation once again.
It's an us versus them mentality in here, Chris.
Versus Gallows and Jericho. There's going to be a rumble tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. So
17, wanted to get color, didn't know how to do it. New Jack did it, split him across the head, bleeding profusely.
Oh, profusely is a great word.
Oh, it was just absolutely disgusting.
Buckets,
heaps.
It was stuck hogs.
I love
another Australian word.
Heaps.
Yeah. Heaps.
Heaps. Heaps. Heaps. Heaps.
So what happened to the guy? Did he get stitches?
Well, he's got a horrific scar on his
apparently
face.
Apparently they took him off. Heaps. And as he was being dragged out, his dad was yelling shit and like he wanted to go needed to go to hospital.
His dad was
but he tried to claw onto the door and say and he said, "No, Dad, I'm one of the boys now."
Ooh.
And trying to
what a young brother.
That was from the Forever Hardcore documentary
I watched. In ECW where Sabu was kind of like the king of the castle.
Yeah.
You're the dirty rascal. I'm talking to you, Gallows.
I'm the king of the castle. You're a dirty rascal.
Oh, who's that guy?
Yes, I don't know. He's an impish and whimsical little man.
It's a possible new character. We're getting
two conversations here. Me and Jack are talking about something else.
So anyways, I go into Sabu's hotel room, and he won't mind me saying this. Lots of weed. Smoking weed, doing drugs.
Oh, boy.
Anyways, guy in Sabu's room, sitting there, come in there. He's got a giant scar, coast to coast. He's just, and it looks, it's nasty. It's one of those ones that's healed, but it's not really healed. It's blue, it's red, right across
should
his forehead.
Should have been stitched way better than it was.
Yes. I said, what happened to you? He's like, oh, we talking about this? You're talking about my gig mark? I'm like, not really a gig mark. That's a zipper. Gig mark is like here. I got gig marks here.
You look like you have brain surgery, my friend.
You look like a little lobotomy.
Yeah.
Okay? And after what he told me, he might have. He got Sabu... Excuse you.
Ain't no excuse for you, son.
Oh, wow. Steve Austin's here now, too.
How you doing?
Oh, good, man. How you doing, Steve?
Ain't too bad.
Sorry, I didn't even know that you were coming in.
I'm up in this, son, bitch.
Yeah, it was good. That's good. We got Finkel, we got Sour Boy, we got Tubular Man.
Run out of damn chairs up here. Run out of chairs up here. Tubular.
Man, Triple M.
Tubular Man. Do I tube down a river? It's fun.
So the point of
the it's fun tubing.
So you see Zipper Face.
He paid Sabu $300 to gig him.
Oh, that's my dream.
That was his mission in life. He paid Sabu $300 to gig him, and Sabu went, Sabu's like, "You want me to gig you?
Yeah.
Yeah? You want me to gig you? Yeah. All right, here we go." Hit him twice. Like Zorro. Without the... It's like Zorro if it was just two horizontal lines
without the gimmick.
Without
yeah.
the accent aigu in the
middle. Hell, Sam, if you're still out there, I'll do it for $150.
Two shots. Just two parallel shots.
Yeah. Hey.
$300, and he walked around for the rest of his life.
That's wrestling. Hey, not to revert back to stories of old.
Come on, revert.
But I just was thinking, because I knew some, like I told you, I did some real weird indies when I started, some real bottom
of
the barrel.
I love this shit.
Well, there was a guy. And I met him, and I was like, blonde guy, kind of big muscles. No one on our scene had that. Bunch of guys in sweatpants look like just, you know.
Indie workers.
Brothers. Yeah. This guy's, he goes, "Hey, my name is Davey." So I'm like, "I'm going to watch Davey's match. He looks like a real wrestler. I'll get some tips and pointers from him. Probably knows what he's doing." Comes out, he puts on some brown biker shorts and some brown boots and some brown knee pads, and he gets a newspaper. And his music plays. Hey, don't you?
Yeah.
So coming down the aisle, weighing 235 pounds from Hagerstown, Maryland, Davey Boy shits. Okay.
I like it.
Here's the entrance. Walks to the ring, steps between the ropes, sits on the second turnbuckle, and opens the newspaper like he's taking a shit.
Where's this at?
Come on! This guy looked like he had so much potential.
His opponent was Jerkface, of course.
Yeah.
Davey Boy Shits.
Davey Boy Shits.
Oh, and that's spelled S-C-H-I-T-T-S.
Z, okay.
When was this?
2002? Three?
Wow. Okay.
Those years?
So you had Davey Boy Shits, Jerkface. Jack Nunez and Jaws are going to surprise you. You had massive transit.
Massive Q.
Not to be confused with Massive Q.
Oh, there's so many more.
Okay, but we can tell. Carl.
Yeah, we have so much time.
Talk about some of your funny brothers from Kentucky. You're good guys.
Oh, okay. I have to go with the one that cuts, nice guy, whatever it was. But
yeah, that's my neighbor's a nice guy.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Exactly. My neighbor's always nice.
The locker room.
Yeah, shitty. There was a guy named Justin Idol, and I never got it. And I heard him cutting promo.
Uh-huh.
And his promo was, "I'm not just your idol. I'm not just his idol. I'm just an idol." And I just started, and I remember thinking, God, that sucks.
It's terrible, because let me tell you the reason why it sucks. This reminds me of my least favorite wrestling name of all time, which was Above Average Mike Sanders.
Yeah.
WCW competitor.
Yeah.
Who is not even good. He's not great.
Co-star in the movie
average.
Slaw with me.
It's not bad. I mean, I'm not that good, but I'm above average. So that should at least get me a gig at the first or second.
I'm pretty dang decent.
Yeah, I'm the most decent guy. So this is my name. He's just an idol. I'm just an idol. I'm one idol.
That's what I used to say.
Like the greatest idol of all time. Like, Elvis Presley is the greatest idol of all time. Me, I'm just an idol.
Well, that's like my first wrestling manager.
In my neighborhood, down in the Seagram's block of Oshawa, Ontario. I'm an idol.
Jay Donaldson was my guy that I started with.
Jay Donaldson's pretty cool name.
Yeah, of course.
Not a real
name. That's Jay
not
Donaldson. A good name, though. Yeah, it was just a fake name.
Trevor Donaldson.
Yeah, stupid idiot.
Man, his name is Jay Wilson. He grew up on Donaldson Drive.
His name's Jay Wilson. He changed his name to Jay Donaldson.
Hey, dude. Yeah. This is great. Yeah, this is great. This is great.
There's a cat.
That's the way it was.
There's a cat in Calgary. His name was Ken Smith. He wanted to change his name to give himself a little more pizzazz and show business possibility charisma. Changed it from Ken Smith to Ken Johnson. That's true.
Well, I mean, on the other end of the spectrum, my first wrestling manager's name was Justin Case. And his protege, a young bleached blonde me, the human Cadillac Dorian DeVille.
Justin Case?
How much hair did you have to dye blonde? Were you already?
Not a lot.
Why were you the human Cadillac?
Why not? Because Luscious Lance Malinowski said it would be a great name because Cadillacs are good.
Lance Malinowski?
Yeah, he was a pharmaceutical.
Luscious Lenny Lemon.
He was a pharmaceutical representative who also moonlighted as a pro wrestler.
Okay. Jocko's hammered.
He's going to surprise you. New Energizer.
He walked into the shop just drunk.
Now, Jocko.
Jocko.
Or if you're from France. Finland,
Jocko.
So let me ask you this.
Yes.
We've got some. Let me ask all you guys. We've had some bad names. This one could take the cake of the worst. Although Jerk Face is pretty bad.
Jerk Face is good.
One of my first opponents in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. The name? The Tulip.
What's the gimmick?
What was his gimmick, though?
He has to bring a tulip to the ring, obviously, and have one on his trunks.
No, he was a tulip. His gimmick was a full pink bodysuit with green vines going around it and super dyed old school brother hair. Super dyed blonde old school Ric Flair
hair.
Buddy Roberts, Buddy Landell.
Brother won't have a good dye job. It will be unconditioned. It's everywhere. It's like just beaten to like death.
And his name was Tulip.
Yeah, she sounds awesome.
Yeah, I worked with the Tulip. So I would like to propose right now a super card. Or I will pay $100 to each man. There must be a winner. Tulip and Davy Boy Shits versus Massive Q and Tom Donaldson.
Justin Idol.
Justin Idol.
And if Tom Donaldson's out there, you son of a bitch, you can come on down.
You can be the special guest referee, pal.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so some of you.
And Justin Idol was great. In Georgetown, Kentucky, at the Georgetown Convention Hall.
Well, we're not talking about the quality of their...
No. It's just the name. Yeah,
Was he great in the ring? I don't know. Can I tell you another one?
Yeah,
please. Another one. This is not a bad name, but let me explain this. Gentleman Jimmy Jordan, okay? The young gentleman weighed about $120 and was on tons of gas to get to about 135.
This is in Canada.
Anybody from Calgary, Lance T. Storm, Dr. Luther listening right now, Don Callis listening right now, Gentleman Jimmy Jordan,
okay,
and his gimmick was he was an English gentleman, kind of like the guy you were talking about, one of the new characters that we're working on that was in here earlier that we have to go back and listen to because I have no idea what the fuck he was talking about.
Don't know who he was.
So Gentleman Jimmy Jordan wore black dress pants, and then he wore a sleeveless tuxedo shirt because he's a gentleman, damn it, and he wore a top out to the ring with a cane.
I like it.
Okay, so he's 135 pounds, but his body acne is out of control because he's on so much gas.
Of course.
His back looked like the proverbial pizza volcano.
Yeah.
You know,
he takes a bump. There's just an oozing in the ring.
What are kids playing the ball pool? They jump in the pool of balls.
Oh, yeah. The
bubble pool, whatever. You know, you go to like Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah,
Chuck E. Cheese. His back looked like that. There's like all these, like there's a blue one, there's a red one, there's a green one, there's a black one. They're all balls on the back of his. He would wrestle. And if you gave him a suplex, body slam, any bump where he's landing on his back, back bump, he would come up off the mat with his white sleeveless tuxedo shirt, red dots all over, like a freaking Connect Four game. So, Gentleman Jimmy Jordan was another one. Here's another good one, too. Lee Baracci.
I like that one.
Doesn't sound too bad, at least.
Yeah. I'm not saying they're the worst.
This is what
we're dealing with when I came into the biz quiz.
That just reminded me of two really good ones. There was my second match ever. I was in a tag team match, me and Luscious Lance as the New Millennium Assassin.
Luscious Lance Dombrowski, what his name is?
Luscious Lance Malinowski, sir.
And, Luscious Lance Lipschitz should have been his name.
Lipschitz would be the best.
Yeah. Lipschitz. My name's Lipschitz. Okay.
Is this a new character?
Yeah, I'm a new guy.
Holy shit, man. There's so many new characters on the show. You need a scorecard to keep track of everyone
on the show.
Here's Gordy.
Man, this reminds me of the Beachcombers with Bruno Gerussi in 1978 when the Jets were good, man.
Hey, Gordy, screw you, man.
Hey, go f*** your ass, eh? Yeah. Man, you make any sense, Gordy?
I know.
You tell yourself.
I'm turning to schizo now.
So I wrestled the Praying Mantis. He was also 135 pounds, and he had Praying Mantis tights made with like all these tentacles and stuff coming off him.
Tentacles.
Then he just wore
a Praying Mantis.
Okay. These are the tights.
Is there such thing as a Praying Mantis with a tentacle?
I'm telling you the story.
Praying Mantis with legs, or
no? Don't be sorry, because here comes the capper. He has these elaborate, beautiful tights.
Here comes the capper.
Then he wears a black T-shirt. With a, what is it called? An airbrushed bug on it. And a mask.
An airbrushed bug.
Yeah.
And tentacles.
There was another guy who wrestled at the House of Pain with Jerkface and I called the Freak. And he would call his match and he'd be like, I'm going to hit you with the Freak line. And then when you feed up, I'm going to give you the Freak plex. And then I'll give you the freak bow drop and then you kick out.
I'll give you the Freak salt.
Everything, every move.
I'll
but
give you
he
a
didn't.
Freak slam.
But it's not like you have like a, like the, I don't
Excuse
know,
you.
The gallows pull. They're just normal moves. Like the Freak toss is a hip toss. So anyway, the Freak's about 135 pounds too. The Freak has a match.
match, an intergender match with a woman. And the freak who the
definition of an intergender
who actually also wore
that's why we
tentacles
can't have
on
guns
his
in this country.
Oh, he's a freak. And green boots and a green bodysuit. But he got a tremendous biz owner in the match with the chick, right?
It's like meat.
So instead
was it a dildski?
But no, it was a shoot hoot. Instead of telling the freak, hey freak, you gotta take a couple weeks off from these training matches, no. The booker gave him a loincloth and made him continue to do intergender matches, so his deal was covered in case he became aroused amidst working the ladies.
All right, speaking of loincloths. Okay, when I started in Mexico, I was wearing really short tights. Man, you could see my unit. You could tell what religion I am. You could see the circumcision action, right? Really, really tight shorts. Okay, so I'm working.
All right, mate.
Good.
You guys are in a.
Can I tell the story? Is this another one of those ones where I just talked? I'll talk to Gallows.
Nope. No, I'm listening.
Okay, you're going to want to hear this. So I'm wearing these shorts, and I'm making a splash in Mexico. I'm starting this little small territory in Monterrey, Mexico. I finally get to the big leagues of Mexico City. And before I get to the big leagues, I'm in the minor leagues, and Vampiro is coming to the minor leagues to work a show because it was super popular.
He's coming down from the big leagues to be the name?
Yeah, or? Basically, it was an outpost town. Like, you go for your booking on a Sunday, Monterey, they'll pay you, they'll pay you $10,000 to go to the show.
Yeah.
So he comes over to me after a show. He goes, you know what? He goes, you know what you need to really make it? I'm like, what? Because you need to change your costume. I'm like, God, I know this costume is terrible. He goes, yeah, you need to wear a loincloth. I said, what? He goes, you need to wear a loincloth.
What, was there a reason?
I think because he just wanted to see if he could make me look like a total idiot. Because he maybe didn't like the fact that I was causing some waves, even though I had nothing on him.
Somebody's making some bubbles.
He was so popular.
He was so famous.
It'd be like The Rock talking to, D'Lo Brown.
Meat.
Yeah. It's like, dude, like that's literally it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, there's no comparison between you and you.
Yeah, well,
you need to wear a loincloth. I never forgot this day. I'm not wearing a loincloth. I'll never wear a loincloth. You can't make me. You can't make me. You can't make me. New Evangelizer, gonna surprise you.
Were you the Lionheart? Were you the Lionheart?
Cheers. I was Corazón de León.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so should we take some questions from our...
Let's take a few questions.
I'm sure there's many for me out there.
Jocko, take a guess how long we've been talking for.
There's a new...
53 minutes.
Jocko, do you want to hear some questions?
There's a new... voice.
Do you want to take some questions?
Pedro? What? For the most obvious.
That is not a good name.
Do you remember when we washed out...
My name is David Boysheath.
Give a fuck. Yes,
yeah, let's get a lisp.
Yes. He can't say
Storsky.
He can't say
Jacko snorted like a piece of shit.
It's
Jacko can hardly breathe. He's dying.
I turned the fucking air conditioning down to like one and he's still sweating.
It's so hot.
All right, here we go. Okay. Should I ask some questions? Or?
Chris, real quick, you might like this story or not. There was a luchador.
Oh, this is a great story.
At the LA Dojo
that
we had together. He was this big. I mean, he was so small, almost mini.
Tell the listeners how big I am.
He goes, and his name was, it's Reptile.
This character yet?
Yeah, I said.
He's got a lisp and a bad chin.
Here's the thing. He walks by me and I said, see a Reptile. and he stops dead in his tracks.
This is great.
Reptile was his wrestling name. And that's all I knew him, but who cares?
Guessing Spanish for reptile?
Yeah, see a Reptile. He goes, he stops dead in his tracks, goes, Chen, please. In front of the fans, please, don't call me Reptile. Call me Juan or Panther. And I went, I said, fuck, man. Sorry, Panther. Take it easy, bro.
Sorry, Panther. Squeeze the fuck out of me.
Take it easy, Jaguar. Like,
I love it. He's like, hey, call me Juan or Panther.
Or Panther. Whatever's comfortable for you.
That's a shoot. Seriously. Seriously.
Hey,
oh my God.
I've heard this story since you and I started tagging together. I've never met Jacko. Tell the story when you guys went to the wedding. It's really like, I was thinking about it. If it's not you telling it, it's not a funny story. But when you tell it, it's effing hilarious.
I like how Gallows is now trying to help our Stacey.
Trying to help our drunken friends along.
Thank you.
No, which one?
You've used F and F.
You effing two guys need to effing tell the story.
This is effing crazy. You tell the effing story, man. See, that's finally the way I can talk like Gordy. Get up in the freaking thing, man.
Christ's sakes, it's one of your classics. I've heard 100 times.
Gordy,
tell the freaking story.
Hey, please, tell the story.
Who are you? You need...
Yeah, I'm a guy. It's fine.
So,
I'm an hombre. I'm a hombre.
We go to Adelaide, Australia, okay?
Here.
And we
live
here.
From Adelaide.
Here. And we have.
Yeah.
How you going?
About an hour and a half before we have to actually go to this wedding.
Why do you have to go to a wedding? I never got that part. Why the hell are you going
Jack
to a wedding?
Jack's friend was getting married.
Today?
Okay,
right.
The wedding was on.
There was a wedding today.
Yeah, that was
a,
No.
Oh, you've been to Adelaide before?
Oh, a couple times.
Yeah. Okay, man. Okay, cool.
That's how it is.
He comes to visit Jack sometimes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. I like you, Hombre. You're a good guy.
Oh, so many stories.
We're going to party with you, man.
I think maybe we're going to hang out in the Canadian woodland.
One. And my parents are still sour. Oh. Somebody put some lemon in my water.
Oh, no.
I don't like it.
Bent,
don't
like
now you guys know how it feels.
What is that? What's going on? No, I was loving it.
All right.
It was great.
Dude, we went into some old little shtick. We're otherworldly now, man.
Yeah, we're just... We're a couple of shock jocks.
Exciting. NPR over there.
We went to the wedding, and then we had like an hour and a half, and we went to a sports bar.
Do the voice.
Right. Nice. We went to a sports bar. And me and Jacko are sitting there, and like all of a sudden these guys start going, they start getting pumped up.
I remember this. You better have heard 100 times.
So in Australia, you can gamble on horses and stuff, right? Sports bars?
I haven't heard this for years.
You can gamble on horses in the States too, man.
Yeah, but it's called horse racing. It caught me off guard. Yes,
it's the cornerstone of American pop culture.
Yes, but not at the local Applebee's.
Oh. Okay. Oh, I got you. Just anywhere you go.
Cool. Ordering a couple Brutuses like, and a house Long Island.
Right.
On Jacko.
Yeah. So Jacko, finish it off.
What? Where were we at? What?
Oh, man. Jacko, can I put you in my suitcase and carry you with me for all future talking shop?
Let's go. I need to be there.
Well, you deserve it.
Jacko, can you work on WWE so you can always be on? Oh,
gosh. Well, it was like we went to the sports bar, which was like an Applebee's.
We know that.
And they're all just going nuts, and they're all excited about it. And these two older guys, right? Yeah. But one older guy is sitting at the table. He's sitting there. And one guy starts getting, yeah, everybody's looking at him. But the one cynical old guy goes, looks over at us for some reason. He goes, oh, you won, huh? Yeah. Oh, fuck you, Bob. And we go, huh?
This is weird.
Is his name Bob all of a sudden?
Fuck you, Bob.
Fuck you, Bob.
My name is not Bob. It's Roberto.
My name is not Bob. It's Roberto.
I guess it's your round.
Bob.
So that was great. Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck you, Bob. Hold on, can I say one thing?
Right?
One of my favorite things about this, and this is great, I don't want to interrupt you, but I just have to say this. One of my favorite things is Gallows is now at the point where everything he says, he pops the loudest at his own joke.
I'm a massive self-popper, if you didn't know
that. He's like, F you, Bob.
No, it's even just cackling in the microphone, ruining the podcast.
But he knows this story for too long because these guys are real guys. It's so weird.
Yeah, like, fuck you, Bob.
He did it again.
Oh my gosh! What's the other one though? Is he like?
No, hold on, we have to ask a question. Okay, here's a question. Isn't it 2 a.m.? Yeah. Okay, wait. At Murdoch 7x4.
Yeah, oh, that's a terrible name.
Dumbass.
One says, "Isn't it 2 a.m. in Australia right now? You better watch out for security." # Keep it down.
Screw you, pal.
Somebody sent a very derogatory message. I don't like to hear that.
See, what's your real name?
Is this live?
No.
Yeah, it's live.
No me gusta.
It's live right now.
Listen, you stupid idiot.
No me gusta, Jacko.
Okay, at
Jacko, you're so stupid.
Hold on, he's trying to read an email.
That's actually a tweet, but thanks. At a comic book girl says,
hello,
just listen to the Hawaii Talking Shop, one of my favorite episodes of all time. Can you please do one in a different country?
Yeah.
See. We aim to please.
See.
I remember when I was a kid.
See you in Shanghai.
I remember when I was a kid, my friend had my friend's mom put a sign over the toilet in the bathroom, and it said, "We aim to please. You aim to please."
See,
that's good.
Yeah. So don't pee on the toilet seat at Comic Book Girl.
See, see.
My grandma had one in her beauty salon over the toilet, and said, "If you sprinkle when you tinkle, please be neat and wipe the seat."
Oh, that's not bad.
See,
man, that must have been a 70s, 80s. Here's another one. We had a pool when I was a kid. Welcome to our
Your
pool.
Father was in the NHL. You had not swimming.
He played in the NHL. Here was the sign. Welcome to our ool. Notice there's no pee in it. Let's keep it that way. Not bad.
Guys, I'm dying for a pee. So I have to go pee.
Hey, welcome to
our
ool.
So why don't you go into the bathroom?
Welcome to our oilet.
Listen.
Notice there's no pee in it.
Please. Chris. I like you a lot, but please come here.
So you're actually going to pee in the middle of this? We're almost done.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Shit show.
Yeah,
oh my gosh. Okay. So
call me hot. See you. The panther.
Oh my God, there's one more here.
He always does this. Don't worry. Me and Jacko will hold it down.
I've got this. Leave it to me.
Here's what we're going
to
do right now.
Jacko, do you know any really dirty jokes?
No, hold on. Here's what we're going to do right now. We're going to give Jacko, this is called the Jacko, 30 seconds with Jacko.
Jacko's Jericho, baby. Jacko's Jericho, mama.
Yeah, look at it. Mama. Okay, 30 seconds with Jocko. You can't interrupt Gallows. Me neither.
I'm down because you don't be tempted.
Yeah, 30 seconds with Jericho. That's me.
No, it's me now, mate.
You stupid idiot.
Here we go. 30 seconds with Jocko. Boom.
Me?
Yeah.
Hello. How are you going? All good?
Come on, give us some stuff.
Oh, look, there's so much stuff going on. It's amazing. I love this business. It's absolutely incredible. I've worked my ass off to make Australian wrestling something up there. I think we're finally getting there. Keep your eyes on Nick Miller and Shane Thorne. Keep your eyes on the ladies that we've got coming through.
Lots
NXT. It's going to absolutely amazing. Look at WrestleRampage.com. Look at me at Hartley Jackson at Instagram. It's going to be absolutely incredible. I am in a different world right now.
World of hurt. All right. Good stuff, Jack.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the one, the only Hartley Jackson.
Now,
I'm so happy to make this.
Why are you opening the door for Howard Finkel when a real ring announcer is in your presence?
Mr. David Penzer, can you please do a ring announcement for Hartley Jacko Jackson?
The following contest will be held on WCW Pro and is scheduled for one fall. Coming down the aisle from Columbia, South Carolina, he weighs in tonight at 253 pounds. He is one half of High Voltage Kenny Chaos, and his opponent from Australia.
Chris is staring at you.
Hartley
Jackson.
That's all he gets.
Me.
The other guy had all that other shit.
He's new on the show, brother.
Enhancement guy.
Chaos.
Oh, look.
Pump handle slam, brother.
Me.
All right, I got a question. I got a question for all the wild people over here. All right,
is that a new guy?
No, that's Paul Stanley's here.
People!
Oh yeah! Oh, I've been watching Talking Shop all night long, and I got a message for all the wild people over here.
Some people might have a little rock and roll pneumonia.
We love you, Talking Shop.
My goodness, people! My goodness!
Hell yeah!
Man, hell.
Hell yeah, Chris, that's cool, man.
Paul Stanley on our show.
Man,
hell
yeah, I'll take you out in my damn 97 F-150, man. We'll go out mudding a little bit, get a couple cold beers in us, maybe get weed high beer drunk.
Man, I like that Kiss Love Gun. Hell yeah. Rock and roll night part hell of every day. Man. Hell
damn,
yeah.
Put some damn old Trace Atkins on the stereo, man.
I want a rock and roll night and part of every day. Hell yeah.
Hell, man.
All right, so at Biz Cliz for Life.
Oh, that's my trademark, baby.
Young Bizzle wrote this in. Hey, Luke Gallows, remember when you called Rocky a minority and Machine Gun lost it? Hashtag minority hoot. Longtime fan here, obviously.
Nope.
Oh, look. What's his name?
At Biz Cliz for Life.
Good brother. We just wrote in Rocky's brand new Acura that he bought with his Talking Shop money that he was stealing. Because when I knew him, he was in a 96 Saab wagon.
Saab? Rocky was just somewhere, and I missed him.
He had a brand new car.
He was in Anaheim.
Why don't you
he pulled up in an $80,000 car, and I said, this is what happened on my Talking Shop
royalties.
Royalties, yeah. Because they're streaming in now.
You just bought this illustrious deluxe sedan, and you don't even have a family.
Yeah.
You're out here riding the highways and byways of Los Angeles where the cost of living is high on my laurels. And I'm not going to
Does Rocky Romero wear a mask?
Nah, he doesn't wear a mask. He used to be the Black Tiger.
This character's awesome, by the way.
Yeah, he was.
The lisp luchador.
And he did the gimmick.
He's the luchador.
The judo in the ghetto, they said to him, Rocky, you would be the new Black Tiger. And he said, I don't know if I can feel the shoot. And he said, I think I can, but I might try. I could do the hurricane runner and the plancha.
Do you like my herpes?
Yeah,
take my herpes.
You have a great herpes.
Do you want my herpes? Homage to Cheech and Chong there. Here's another one from Biz Clues for Life. You don't have to answer this, but just let you know that he's a big fan, or she.
Maybe. We appreciate it.
Luke Gallows, yeah. Tell the story when you sharted in the shower.
You haven't heard that?
I haven't. Why would I have heard that?
Well, we thought maybe.
This has gone out to 50,000 people. I don't know if 500,000. My mom can take it. But, Mom.
Sorry, Mom.
Here's to you, Tina Hankinson in Bedford, Pennsylvania.
Hey, his mom cut a promo on him for this.
My mom cut a massive promo on me.
For this story.
Well, my mom and dad are...
Yes.
You've seen my dad. Brother. He's great.
Brother, yeah. Your son's a brother, too, already.
Giant. Our sons are
big
brothers.
Big braces, yeah.
All of our sons are brothers. We're in trouble.
Yeah. You got a son, Jocko?
Nah, man.
Okay.
Well, why don't you get a son so you can join the club?
Yeah. See?
Anyway, I'll make it quick.
Just please, call me Juan.
Please, because Anderson and Jocko can't take it anymore.
Their attention span is like...
This story is great. I want to hear it.
Okay.
Seventh grade Drew Hankinson, bowl cut, parted in the middle, a little overweight, wearing some golf shirts to school, trying to pick up... The hair twins, whatever.
The hair twins?
Yeah, there's just two girls in there. And my dad used to say that. Oh, the hair twins.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, so we're going to go out for a family dinner on like a Saturday.
Oh, wow.
So we lived in like a colonial house. It was like a big two-story house. And then the upstairs, it was like redone. Like the master bedroom's on one side. My brother's bedroom's in the middle. The end of the hallway, there's a big bathroom. And then connected to that, I have the jobber room because I'm the family jobber. Kind of like slanted by the roof, like my room's weird. Like my waterbed, like
of course.
Waterbed.
I shouldn't even tell this part of the story, but there's a slant from the roof and it just makes like an area where you could throw things. So if you wanted to sneeze or do things to yourself night and then put the tissues behind there, you could do it.
Or the beat sock.
I mean like come on. Well, you know that part. My dad came in and went, What are you doing all this for? And I went, I'm just blowing my nose. You're not.
Wow.
Throw that in the toilet. Anyway, so I go in there and I'm taking a shower and I'm washing my bowl cut. And my mom's like, we're all supposed to go out for dinner. She's like, hurry up, Drew. She couldn't use the bathroom downstairs to get ready for whatever reason. So like I'm washing my hair and I have to fart. So I fart, but I don't fart. I shart. And it smashes onto the wall of the shower. But back then, we didn't have like the cool like adjustable shower heads. It just like streamed down on you. So like you can't turn it. So I'm trying to like splash the water to get it off. And being an idiot, I'm like, I can't like if they come in here, this is bad.
You were a kid.
Yeah, I get out and I grab the hand towel from beside the sink and I wipe the shard into the hand towel, right? So I'm thinking, like, for whatever reason, my logic is, like, she wants to come in here, like, I'll just wash off. So instead of just throwing it in my room, because my idea was I'll throw it out the window. Like, I'll come back and get it for some reason, then I'll throw it out the window, not just do it now. I refold it and put it on the towel rack that hangs beside the sink. So I quickly shower, I finish, my mom comes in, I'm like, she's going to, like, put on makeup, whatever. So I'm in there and I'm drying off. I put my underwear on. I'm looking for a shirt, a pair of shorts, and I hear the sink start running. I'm like, oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
So I'm like, well, maybe she's just going to wash her hands off.
There.
Maybe she's brushing her teeth. Yeah. Could be anything.
Or not.
That's not what happened, guys. She washed her effing face.
Thank you.
You know what she grabbed?
Your poop.
The hand towel. With her eyes closed. Unfolded said hand towel and wiped it down her face in a drying motion. Do you know what she became? A literal shit face.
Not to be confused with jerk face.
She goes, God damn it! Damn it! Drew! Is this puke? Is this puke? It's shit! It's shit! It's shit! I hear, my 260-pound dad run up the stairs. What the hell's going on in here? My blonde-haired mother, beautiful mother, just...
covered in human excrement.
Her son's human excrement.
Her son's diarrhea poop.
And when you're, when the son is 6 months old, it's okay. It's fine. When the son is...
When the son is 12 and knows that he should not do this. I go,
at all.
Oh, I don't know what to do. So like, I run downstairs and my dad's coming after me. And he's beside himself because, you know, he's married. He's trying to live his life. He's trying to run his business. It's terrible for him too.
Peter, brother.
Finally, he gets me back in the room and she's going nuts and he goes, why did you do that? Why did you do it? And I went like, I don't know. I don't know why I did it. And he goes, well, congratulations, because now we're both
That's the same. His dad's right.
Oh my gosh, man.
Is that because mom is shit-faced or...
Listen, we went right, too long.
Last story. Love you, last Tima. Question. A little bit of a controversy. Last Talking Shop.
Yeah.
Nature Boy. Mm-hmm. You're the real Ric Flair.
Oh, boy.
Heard... we don't have to get the specifics. He heard something on our show.
Yep.
And it's our show. And he was not happy about.
Yep.
And the best part of all was blaming you.
Yeah.
Even though, in my opinion, I think it was AJ or Gallows.
Well, Gallows.
One of the two. Yeah. I was completely innocent, may I just say, as
me
were you.
Me too. Yeah.
But...
And me.
He said that Carl Anderson, he's a son of a bitch, whatever he said. He was mad at you.
Carl Anderson, you want to talk about the Naturhoot? You want to talk about the Naturhoot? Let's talk about it!
Yeah, so was. Did you, but there was a reconciliation.
It completely, Nature Boy and Carl Anderson are completely fine.
Cool.
It was a
God, thank God.
A misunderstanding. It was Chris. It was Chris. It was Nature Boy hearing something that maybe, you know.
No, he heard something he didn't like, and he thought it was you. He
caught him off guard, and all of a sudden he said he thought it was Carl Anderson, but you know it wasn't me. We're all good. I saw him catering last week. We locked up.
He called you, right?
He called.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he called me. That's called me.
Cool, and if nothing else, if it, as a guy, you know, you grew up in Cincinnati area.
Of course,
area. I mean,
no,
Ric Flair.
No,
for all
no,
of
he grew up in North Carolina.
There you go. Asheville, Carolina.
Ric Flair's been number one.
Yeah, of course. So,
he's been number one.
So just the fact that Ric Flair actually called you,
it was
pretty cool.
It was a hello, Carl. Hey,
it was
Rick.
Nature who was here right
Rick?
Now.
Yeah, hey, listen, hey, brother, you okay? Yeah, I'm good. Are you okay, Rick? Yeah, we had an awesome 15-minute conversation.
Yeah, but he gave you some great, like, flairism. He was real cool to you.
No, he was great.
And
he was
your guy.
So you're you're my guy, man. I would never hurt, you know. Do something to like talk shit on you or whatever it was. It was cool.
That's cool. Like I said, like he got mad, misunderstood.
Yeah, misunderstood.
And then called you because I was like, I don't think he's gonna call you, but he called you. That's classy.
And then we saw him in Atlanta, and he was just a complete sweetheart.
Yeah,
he's
a great guy, man. He is.
Saw him backstage. It was great. We laughed and we locked up.
We always say great. Brother, but yeah, I mean that's like probably the greatest brother.
Oh, that's
of all time.
That's the brother.
That's the brother.
That's the brother. The God brother.
Yeah, he's great, man. Good. The controversy squashed.
Yeah,
good. It's done. So all you guys out there, all you stirrer uppers that think you're trying to get some stuff wrong,
all you Husker do's and Husker don'ts, cut it in half.
So I think it was a very successful edition. I think Jocko checked out about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But a very successful edition.
Come on, Dreams. Hey, Jack.
Talking Shop, Dreams. Live in Australia, presented by Talk is Jericho. And look out, Shanghai.
Oh.
Like the Olympics.
With Theathone in Shanghai. And until then.
Yeah,
take off your pants, crack a beer, and listen to the hashtag worst podcast ever talking shop up in this image.
Chris, thanks, man.
You people are dynamite!
Thanks to Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, and their friend Jocko, and a new Energizer. It's going to surprise you. Another ridiculous Talking Shop, and there will be more. Believe me, we've got another one in the can already. We got another great fourth member for the next one. You never know who's going to be dropping in to join the fun. One last thank you to you guys for listening and all the great sponsors of Talk is Jericho, including the OG sponsor, Amazon. It's the easiest way to support this podcast. All my Amazon links are at podcastone.com. Click on the Killer Deals button in the top right corner of the page, then hit the Talk is Jericho button. I got Amazon links for USA, UK, Canada as well. Every time you use the Talk is
Jericho Amazon links. Amazon kicks back a small percentage to the show. Help us cover production costs. You can buy about anything you want on Amazon. Not going to cost you anything extra. No hidden fees or extra challenges. Become a Talk is Jericho Amazon warrior. You guys have been slagging lately. If you buy something using the Talk is Jericho links, take a picture of it, post it on the Twitter at Talk is Jericho. I will retweet you and follow you. That's a hell of a deal. Join the club. All right, just go to podcast1.com. Click on the killer deals button in the top right corner of the page. Then hit the Talk is Jericho button. All my great sponsors are there. DDP Yoga, get 20% off the DDP Yoga program, plus 3 months of full access to the DDP Yoga Now app. Just go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Don't forget DraftKings. Use my promo code Y2J to play for free with your first deposit at DraftKings.com. Don't forget March 15th, 2017. It's the biggest podcast ever. Mick Foley joins Talk is Jericho. The countdown clock is running. 173 days left until Mick comes to the show. Thanks for listening. Keep listening for the 60-second AP News headlines coming up next. Stay hard, stay hungry, peace, love, and hugs. And next Friday, oh my gosh, the legendary Shep Gordon is going to be here. If you haven't seen the documentary Supermensch, believe me, this is one of the most interesting people I've ever met in my life. He's been Alice Cooper's manager for 40 years. It's going to be huge. So we will see you then, and a big yeah, boy, to you and yours.
You can download new episodes of Talk is Jericho every Wednesday and Friday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.